Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Summer flowering vines can be used to provide color, fragrance, and interest to any Louisiana landscape. They can also provide screening and even shade if they're allowed to cover an overhead structure. Indeed, no other group of landscape plants can provide the same effect that a vine can provide. The following perennial vines are great choices for Louisiana and will thrive even during the blistering heat of our summer, and they are best planted in our full to part sun areas of the garden. The lovely vine called Rosa Montana, Rosa de Montana, or Coral Vine is adorned with delicate sprays of small rosy pink flowers that are unique and delightful. Flowering may occur during summer, but is generally most abundant in the late summer and early fall. This twining native to Mexico goes dormant during the winter, but reliably grows rapidly from its roots in springtime. Coral honeysuckle is an outstanding native vine that is remarkably well behaved as far as vines go. The tubular, coral, red flowers are produced in clusters at the end of the shoots that often dangle gracefully from this twining vine. The evergreen foliage is distinctive blue-green with silver undersides. Flower production is generally heaviest in early summer but continues throughout the season well into late fall. The flowers are irresistible to hummingbirds. Evergreen wisteria has dark green shiny foliage and deep purple fragrant flowers produced in flushes all summer long. The resemblance to Chinese wisteria is only superficial but noticeable. The twining vine is less unruly than Chinese wisteria, but is still best used in situations that provide it with plenty of room to grow, such as an arbor or a pergola. The Atlas DuPont Mandevilla produces large, rosy, pink flowers and showy clusters all summer long. This tropical vine is generally not hardy planted into the ground, but it is not expensive and is readily available and could be treated as an annual. This is a great twining vine for small areas as it is not as exuberant in its growth as many other vines. Passion vines provide some of the most exotic flowers in the summer garden. The native maypop produces delicate lavender flowers followed by an edible green fruit, but you will see other types at your local nurseries. Passion flowers are the larval food plant for the beautiful Gulf fritillary butterflies, and they are often planted for that particular reason. If you see orange caterpillars with black spikes eating on your vine, these will grow up to be beautiful butterflies. Do consider not spraying this vine. There are also great annual vines that bloom in the summer garden and then die back in the fall. I would not be anywhere without the hyacinth bean. Purple stems hold purple-tinted three-part leaves on long spikes of lavender and purple flowers. The flowers are followed by highly ornamental, shiny purple bean pods. Two vines related to each other and similar in appearance are the cypress vine and the cardinal vine. Their delicate foliage and brilliant red star-shaped flowers are welcomed throughout the garden. Prolific seed production will be noticed the next year when the volunteers sprout up in abundance. Pull up extras and let the others grow where you want them. Lastly is the queen of the evening garden, the moonflower vine. Rapidly unfurls large, fragrant, snow-white flowers at dusk. This vine grows luxuriantly in the sultry Louisiana summer and is perfectly planted by a patio or in a container on a balcony. Just remember, vines, bless their little hearts, have no self-control. Be prepared to control and guide their enthusiasm when you invite these charming plants into your garden. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.